sorry to interrupt you. Secretary Connolly's remarks, or not his remarks, but the reports out of the group 10 meeting, I'll be asked about the gold situation. My inclination is to stay totally away from it. I'll be asked about the change in the price of gold as the administration moved on that.
Is it just going up? And it's considered bad. And it's much better to say no comment at all.
Okay, no comment will be a change from what we've said before.
I just said that it should have been a change. He said something before you should have said.
No, what we've said before is simply that we have no intention of changing the price of gold, and that's what
Robert will say. I'm not going to comment on the discussions.
Right.
That's no change. That is not going to comment on the discussions. No,
no, no. Okay, fine. That's not good for
the error. What? I'm just not going to do that.
Okay.
I think that's best. Okay.
Two things, one about the Kennedy appointment to NATO, and the other one about the Golden Mayor meeting this afternoon.
Right.
I've sent you in some talking points which follow what the press, what the Secretary of Russia said to you yesterday. But that's the heart of the issue. I saw her yesterday just to prepare for the meeting and to give. And I said to her that
the other thing I want to know what you want to get across the
right
on all the bullshit this Robert stuff and all the rest. He's concerned that we don't have from his talk, apparently that there might be a difference of opinion on that. And I have taken hard line with her. As you know, I keep reassuring her, but I don't give her anything. So
well,
apparently he wants to move off of that apparently something. Is that it?
Well, on the fandoms, his line is that you should say we agree in principle and that Cisco and Rabin should work out the details and they should show some flexibility. Yes, I would say that. But this won't be the heart of the issue as far as she's concerned. I said to her, because you have said it, that it will be unavoidable, we cannot avoid a discussion of the Middle East at the summit. I put it on that basis. You said it in your press conference that this would be one of the questions. And that if it is discussed at the summit, there obviously will have to become preparatory talks prior to the summit, which will be conducted now. I wanted to set up is willing, as long as we handle it, to do the following, to let us have an interim agreement to emerge out of the summit and to have some other discussions on an overall agreement. She would like you to say that you will not press them. It cannot be on the basis of the Raj's plan. And that you will not press them for a settlement. Now, you have to decide whether you're prepared to say this. What she's going to ask you, I said I can't make any commitment. She'll have to raise it with you.
Yeah.
She will say she doesn't mind us having direct contact with her.
Yeah.
If it's done out of the White House. Secondly, if you agree that you will not propose a settlement of pressure on the basis of Miraj's plan. Miraj's plan is the 67th frontier. Now, I've already had some preliminary discussions with Dobrynin, which indicates that they might be willing to give on that a little. Russian.
And Sadat.
Well, Sadat, we don't know. The advantage of doing this, I frankly am not eager to get into these negotiations, but the advantage is it would get us a guarantee. If we don't get into the negotiations, I think the sequence will be that there'll be military action started this spring in order to bring pressure on us prior to the summit. I think that is what these conversations between Brezhnev and Sadat make pretty clear. Secondly, there won't be an interim agreement. This would give us a year, and if after the election we do bring pressure on them, she may be able to cry foul, but so what? I mean, I'm being quite cynical about it. The major thing now is to get through the election.
Who's been ordering up the goddamn?
Well,
I ordered everything up today.
That's why I went to see you.
I say
Roger's decline is still unacceptable to them because he's still pressing them.
Oh, I see.
On that dam.
I mean, on the dam balance.
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
That is acceptable.
How's he pressing them on?
Well, he's pressing them on these negotiations in close proximity. Now, they will not negotiate with the State Department. They distrust Rogers and they distrust Cisco totally. And they just won't yield. They'll just phase it out for a year. I think you'll find on the other hand, if you wanted to go, for me, it's suicide to get involved in these negotiations because it will turn the Jews and everyone else against me. So I don't want to do it. I believe, however, that without our getting involved out of here, there's going to be a blow-up in the Middle East next spring.
Shall I talk that we might throw it out here and don't worry about it from there? Shall we cut that much or does that get or that Rogers get back to Rogers?
No, you can trust their discretion. What you have to decide is, do you want to service that Russian offer to them? I'd be tempted to say, look,
wrong. And also, I don't want to be acting. We ought to be scheduling you as we've got to What do we do with the email? It's not like you do with the magazines and the concert essential. But these are easy, right? But goddammit, Tanya and all these other people that are trying to...
Well, you're a great drawing card. You're a great drawing card.
Well, I will... The only interest I have in talking to these groups is to help you.
I know.
So I will clear everything.
You say it's too well. That never fails to help.
I will clear it from now on. Any appearance before a group...
Let me say, the only reason for clearing it is to see whether we think it's worth your while.
Yeah, I'll do it automatically.
And I send this crap around.
I prefer to do it that way because...
So I work on it. Well, we ought to go the other way. We ought to generate some big audiences. They will be big audiences. Big important audiences where you can...
That's it. For example, I still get letters from that.
Los Angeles?
Cincinnati one.
Oh, terrific. Well, that's why we're going to do that in several other cities.
Los Angeles, I'll do...
Well, Cincinnati and Chicago, we did that.
Well, what I thought of this, we need to bring Metcalf, Batten, and Lazarus in, right, at the noon, right?
I sat next to Batten at that dinner, and he's enthusiastic about it.
Just let him tell you this.
Could it be, does it have to be there, or could I do my study and see him at 2 o'clock?
Sure.
What would be best for that?
Doesn't really make much difference. They can, their business council meetings, and then, they don't give it
best now.
No, if you want to study now, do that later. I thought it'd be easier for you now, and then you can get to the... And the other thing, and the same with Fletcher, which I think we ought to run by, because we need to keep that. That's our only real tie to that. Life is set off. And that would just be a handshake and wishing luck. Thank you for...
I'm sure they do the clock.
All right. And the other one is a strong recommendation that after Golda Meir, before you leave, that we swear in our butts and get it done, and then let him announce the corn.
If he gets thing for
tomorrow, he will.
We got the votes.
Yeah. The argument there, though, is to swear him in fast and without any fogarol, and then let him tomorrow announce, as secretary, announce the corn business, so that's the news story rather than his narrow Senate vote, because he's going to squeak by.
I'm going to do something on the corn.
Well, apparently he thinks he is.
I don't.
Apparently you have some announcement on corn price supports.
I haven't got a goddamn thing. I left it out real.
We better check.
It's all so fouled up. I'm putting your operation. I've been trying to get it down to the butt so that he can put it in. Sure, I'm sorry.
What they want to do is override the vote story as fast as they can to smooth get it in. Have it.
Sure, you can do something positive. Can I suggest that maybe the best thing is to do it all on the... We mean 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we can't do butts until after the fire thing, so we set it on.
Business council at 2, if that's all right.
All right.
I'll catch the man right after that. Maybe
the way to handle this Russian office, rather than say it's a concrete office, to say, look, they have said to us they want to discuss this. They want to discuss this with us at the summit. If I can get some withdrawal of their forces at the summit, I don't like to talk at the summit without having some preparatory talks with them. My recommendation is to tell them this much, because the Russians may tell something to the Egyptians and then they'll pick it up there. This way you can say you have told them that we'll talk to the Russians. My estimate is...
What is their position?
Well, their position is this. They
have...
Well,
they just want more jets.
No. Their position is that they have... The trouble is that Cisco has consistently misled them.
I see.
And they just don't believe anything he says. Their position is, I think, if you were the partner, For example, I told her yesterday, trust what you said to me. I said, now look, you can't keep saying no. Tell me, for the president, what are you willing to do on the interim settlement? Well, actually, what she's willing to do for you is, it doesn't go as far as what Rogers is pushing them to do, but I think it's within the range of what's settleable myself. I believe that if we worked with Dobrynin in that framework, that we could have an interim settlement. I haven't looked into every detail, but so they are willing to move back, for example. They've told us 10 kilometers. They've told me close to 40. They want to be at the western end of the passes. Rogers wants them to be beyond the passes. They want to control the passes. I don't want to bore you with the details. I think that can be worked out. Rogers wants them to permit troops to go across. He's told me they won't give Rogers anything, but they'll let policemen come across. Well, hell, if they dress troops in policeman uniform, who's going to check it? So, you see what I mean? I think this is the sort of deal that they could work out with you, whom they trust, that they will not work out with Rogers and Sisko. On the overall settlement, they're going to be tough as nails. But the problem that arises is this. If there's nothing at all, I think the strategy of the Egyptians and Russians would be to get enough of a war started to jeopardize the summit and to force us into a settlement at the summit anyway. And therefore, I would think that we can... we could accept her condition that it wouldn't be the largest plan. Use it to gain time. If the Russians play ball and modify the position, we've gotten them that much. They won't modify it by much, but at least they'll modify it a little. If they don't modify their position, they're no worse off than they are today.
Now, what about the specific?
Well, I would say about the jets that, look, I cannot just give you the jets unless there is something going on in the negotiating field. But I will tell you the following. We can agree to you, with you today in principle, to give you the bantams. Then let Sisko and Rabin work out the details. And we will instruct Sisko that he should be forthcoming in the details. Sisko is aboard on that. And all he needs is a written instruction from you to do that. And Rogers is sort of sitting on the fence, but he'll go along if that's what emerges out of the discussion. But I would link this, I wouldn't just give them the chest for free. I would sort of say, you have to understand my problem in preparing for the summit.
You know, we're going to discuss it there.
Right.
She won't like that.
I think she won't like it, but at least it's honest. And I have told her, the major reason, I said I want to talk to her as a friend, as somebody she's known for a long time. I want you to know one thing. The man who's held it all together has been the president. Every shipment that you've received has been on the personal order of the president. Every attempt that has been made to throttle you, the president has personally taken a look at it. On the other hand, we do have this problem. There has to be some negotiation. And, you know, she would prefer no negotiation, there's no doubt about that. But, as you said to me the other day, Mr. President, I think in the long term, I've always told you, at some point, we'll have to squeeze them.
Yeah, we'll have to do it.
But
we don't want to squeeze them in a hurry. We've got to squeeze them because...
But it's in their interest.
Their interest, and we don't have... That's why we get a guarantee from the Russians. But, I think I got it.
But I don't think you want to do it in 72 to be embroiled in a bidding war.
I'm a budget, but I think it was a delicious Soviet story. I'll throw the name off to you from time to time. I think that's a good idea.
Now, we will have a picture taken of you and...
Third alone. Who's she going to have in for me?
Yeah, and I'll come in with Rabin after the press is out, but we will put out in the press that you met alone.
Of course.
And so that there are no hurt feelings, it's there.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. What is the story that I read in the news summary? They was Cambodian in the field of war.
Well, the North Vietnamese are bringing a lot of pressure on the Cambodians right now. Biggest defeat of the war, you remember, every December they suffer the biggest defeat of the war.
There isn't anything more than that. No. It's just serious, but not...
No, it's not disaster.
But what is the situation? What are we doing to help and so forth from the South Vietnamese?
Well, the South Vietnamese are running this operation, I'm afraid, rather. That loss of that General Tree is a disaster. The guy they've got in there is very cautious. We are doing a lot of farming in there now.
What do you think we have? We're faced with they're not Cambodian.
I don't think they've got enough there. Their Papa want to prevent Cambodia from consolidating itself. I think that's their major objective.
What about the other report that North Vietnam has made? So
that is true. They're going to take out these airfields in the 3 days' strike.
They're sort of being sorry.
Yeah.
Have they been up yet? They
haven't attacked anybody yet.
This will be fun. They have those airfields. How many are on there?
Not many, about 20 planned.
If we go on a sneak strike, we should get them all.
Yeah. Well, the way we do things.
Goddamn, they break it. Why can't we?
Mr. President, it won't just leak. We do things so bureaucratically that.
All right. For one thing, Christ's sake, can you tell them more that I am not satisfied with Ryan? I want a young Air Force man that will come in here and be charged with this. Now, can we do that?
I'll have to tell that.
All right. And tell Laird, we've got to have somebody in charge of this thing. Why the Christ do we have to tell Laird?
If you were, because Mora doesn't appoint the service chief, it's the service chief.
I've got to have somebody we can rely on to do this job.
If I may, Mr. President, I'd like to bring Mora in next week to brief you on these strikes, and then you can pick the toughest one. And then it's a presidential order because defense is dancing all over him again.
Yeah.
But we'll have Packard in with him. So Packard, Laird would be in Europe, so we'll have Packard and Mora.
You just have to come.
Within a week after that.
A week after.
Whenever the week after Congress gets out of session.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That may be 2 weeks. We still got some time. What about the goddamn Indians?
Well, now, Mr. President, here, I hate to come in here all the time, but the goddamn State Department screwed us again.
How?
Well, because I tried to be too cute. It's my fault. You remember, I recommended to you to cut off only new licenses.
So what are they doing?
So instead of emphasizing what we've cut off, they've emphasized what's still going on.
They cut off the
May I do this? It's really
today. Within 10 minutes,
All right, we'll announce it.
10 minutes.
We'll announce it tomorrow.
No, announce it today.
Okay.
I want it announced while I am here today in 10 minutes. How about that? I am pissed off.
Right.
I saw it in the paper. You just say the president personally has written this out. Right when he called me.
To cancel the old license. As well. That's right.
Please.
Army has. I got the reaffirmation of the defense commitment, and at the same time, I cut off the two China. Okay.
You got the risk reduction thing handled well.
Yes.
Which is interesting that. Oh, I think it's done well. And last night, they were very friendly to you. I'll bet those guys should be those bad.
That's all. Standing ovation. Several times they jumped up and applauded.
Good.
And,
you just laid, you taking the offensive in all these
things. Oh, I found out. At the conclusion.
That's the way to do it.
I said no.
Trouble with our people.
I said no, I understand you. We did all of this without the establishment that you people represent.
Good.
And I
good.
And when we look back on it, we want to be remembered not as the people who ended the war in Vietnam, but as the people who started a new foreign policy, and a policy which the establishment ultimately found to have to support. That's tremendous.
I'll bet that knocked up on your
ears. And Percy was there, and I laced into the Senate. I said, he came up afterwards. He said, you were absolutely right. Of course, the son of a bitch always says so. I said, the president did it without the Senate, without the establishment, and that was the literary story.
Your stuff is so important, Henry, so important.